to Focus on the Community on WAMW Focus, presented each week by First Federal Savings Bank, Highway 57 South in Washington. Each week we take time to shine a spotlight on a topic important to our community. And this week we're going to talk about Illuminate, the Girls Conference, coming to Bethany Christian Church on Saturday, February 22nd. Our guests today are Molly Mitchell, Vicky Morello, and Mallory Heller with the group. And ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And Molly, I'm going to start with you because we got some great time here today to talk and go into more detail about Illuminate and what this is all about. I guess I'm going to go right to the beginning of how this whole concept about this Girls Youth Conference came about.
Well, it came about because I attended a non-denominational women's conference. It was called Light Bearers. And I went with some other girls who had invited me, and I was on fire after I left there. And I just started thinking in my head, which I do know now that I think God placed that thought in my head, that teenagers, especially junior high and high school girls, just really needed to be inspired by God, to know that they're not alone in this world and that God has their back. And just kind of wished I had had that growing up. I took my faith kind of for granted. And so I just thought, well, I'd love to do it, but I didn't want to do it alone. So I prayed really hard about it. And I talked to Shelley Foos, and her name came to mind, and she was like, oh my gosh, Molly, I've been thinking about doing something like this for a long time. And so I said, well, you're the organized one, so let's go do it.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Well, it goes without saying, these types of conferences, the Light Bearers that you're talking about, they're held all the time in the big cities, you know, Bloomington, Evansville, the surrounding communities. But to have something like this in Washington, it was just unheard of and a brand new concept.
Yes, yes. New to me. I had no idea what I was doing, and Shelley kind of had some contacts of people who put on Light Bearers, and so we kind of umbrellaed underneath them our first year. They kind of gave us the ideas of how to get things going, and it really has just grown from there. So,
and what year was this initial start?
This will be our seventh year.
Seven years.
Yeah.
And when you first came up with this idea, and 7 years later, did you ever dream it would grow to the point it has now?
No.
That is awesome.
No, and our committee has grown. We started off with just Shelley and I, and then she knew a lot of people, and they got on board. And just each year, we kind of bring in somebody new, and it's just added to our committee and our strength and our purpose.
Well, and the people that you bring in for this each year, they're there to answer the questions that these young girls may have, because they're faced with a lot of issues, as you mentioned, in their day-to-day lives, whether it be at school or even at work for those older teens. They're face-to-face with a lot of issues that they have to deal with on a regular basis.
Yes, and it's just so important. I think we live in a society, especially with teenagers, that are suffering from a lot of anxiety. Social media is so strong. You know, they're hearing lots of voices from the world and not so many voices from God. So we just wanted to equip them the best we could and hope that it would take root so that later in life they could pass that faith on to other people and to their own families and take it out into the community and out into the school. And that's just kind of been our mission.
And it's been a great one, and it has worked quite well, because you see repeat people come back every year. You see new faces every year. You see a lot more volunteers popping up to help because they understand how important this mission is. The Illuminate Girls Youth Conference is Saturday, February 22nd. Vicky, I want to bring you in next, if you'll scoot the microphone over there. Vicky Morello, now at Bethany Christian Church. You've been there for how long now?
8 years.
8 years. Mm-hmm. And your job there at Bethany?
I'm the middle school minister, so I get to work with kids 5th through 8th grade.
Wow. So this is right up your alley.
It is.
Now, I know as a middle school minister there at Bethany Christian Church, you talk to a lot of these young girls firsthand, and I'm sure you hear everything, all these issues that we're talking about.
Yes, we do. And like Molly said, that kids are more susceptible to a lot of things that they didn't have in their lives before because of social media, because of the things that the news and everything is a lot more open with what kids are hearing and what they're experiencing as well. It seems like our world is just spinning faster and faster, and I hear that from students all the time. And so these girls are dealing with anxiety and depression, but also just questions about how do I maneuver through becoming an adult faster than what they're ready to do. And so with that, we want to give them the answers that they need, and we want to help them to how to choose wisdom, how to be able to get someone on their side, to be as not just alone, but in a group of people. And so one of the things that I'm really excited about with this conference is as we bring people all throughout our region come to this. We've had people from Terre Haute and from Evansville, from all over the area. They come, these girls come to be a part of this conference, but then we try and get them connected with a church, with a group that they can be a part of outside of just one day a year. And so that's exciting to me to see how these girls are realizing that they're not alone, that there are so many other people that are walking the same path, and that they can have someone that can encourage them and empower them to be able to make wise choices and have a life that they can be excited about and not scared in.
And we're talking all walks of life too, Vicki. I mean, it may be someone that lives in a nice big home. It may be someone who lives in not as nice of a home. All walks of life. It may be jocks. It may be athletes. It may be band students. It may be scholars who are academic honor students. I mean, this is all facets. It really is.
Yes, definitely it is. And one thing that we do, because it goes from fifth grade all the way through 12th grade, all the way through a high school senior, we break the girls up so that we can have discussions that are more specific to what they're dealing with. We've changed the way that we have the schedule done each year. And the last year we did more of a discussion panel for the girls to be able to ask more questions instead of being in a lot of different breakouts. And it was really powerful for them to be able to hear from someone that maybe at school they don't get to hang out with because of the socioeconomic dealings that they're in, or that they're a jock and someone else isn't. But when they're in that room together, we are all just one, and realizing that we're all dealing with the same things.
That's very cool. Absolutely. And I want to go back to social media, because you and Molly both have made mention of that. You know, there was peer pressure back even in my day and beyond that. Their peer pressure has always been there, but do you feel that social media has really upped peer pressure even more to make students want to be more and more and hear more and more, and the accessibility of it to talk bad about someone and just run someone down? Social media is a great thing. I don't want to down social media, but it can also be a bad thing at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. It's really, if we're equipped to know how to use it for good, that's great. But a lot of times when social media is out there, like you said, it's used in a way that it's anonymous. So you can say things and put things out on social media where if you had to say that to someone face to face, it would be a lot harder to say some of the strong words that are used. And we want to help the girls to understand too that it is a good thing. It's not just, throw your phones away, don't ever get on social media. We're not saying that at all, but to use it for good. One of the things that I always say to my students when I work with them is, like, use your powers for good. You have so many things that you can do to make a positive impact in our community and in your world. And that's what I want to see them be able to do. And so that's what we want to help them to be able to maneuver through, to know the pitfalls and to know the things that can cause them to walk in a way that's going to harm them instead of using it for good. So we're trying to help them to see all the positives that they can have.
We're talking to some of the organizers of the Illuminate Girls Youth Conference coming to Bethany Christian Church on Saturday, February 22nd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll get you all details on how to get your girl signed up in grades 5 through 12, because we definitely want everybody within the sound of our voice to be on board for this year. It is such an amazing thing. And I want to talk a little bit more about this as we continue through this morning. Let's bring Mallory in for just a little bit. Mallory's the youngest member of the panel. Is that
yes.
safe to say?
Yes, I'm the newest.
I'm not giving any ages away. But Mallory, how did you get involved with this Illuminate Youth Conference?
So I work at Bethany Christian Church. I get to work alongside Vicki. I'm actually the middle school youth assistant. And last year, I think it was kind of like the first year that I was really like kind of out of high school. So I had the opportunity to actually like be on the panel. So when I got asked, I was like, of course. So that's kind of how I came to be able to work with the conference.
And what did you find in your first experience with this? What did you gain from it being as a counselor, I guess you would say now?
I just think, when you're a student that is a part of it, you definitely feel the love of all these women that are a part of the conference. But being actually getting to be a part of it has been amazing because you get to see all the just prayer and everything that goes behind like the whole conference in itself, and to see that all these women like just want to pour all this love onto these girls, these students. It's just amazing.
Well, and you're fresh out, as you mentioned, not out very long at all. So a lot of these topics I'm sure hit close to home, as I'm sure you had to deal with in just past recent years.
Yes, it definitely has been. Like the stuff that we touch and cover is still pretty relatable to stuff that I go through, or even some friends that they go through, or even some of our middle school girls that I get to talk with them and things that they struggle with. I've been able to, what I've been through, I get to go now and be able to speak into their lives and just really pour into them what I went through, and then to be able to minister them, help them like go through something, like something that they might be tackling, that I can help speak into that.
Well, what a great story again. Mm-hmm. And Molly, this is the cool thing about this conference too, because you do have different age levels too. Yes. Like Mallory, just fresh out of high school and ready to teach and be a part of this now. So it's a great thing to see. Can you talk about, I don't want to go into great detail about all the topics, because I'm sure some of them are really tough to handle and very personal topics, but can you talk about some of the issues that you try to tackle with these conferences? Are there new ones that develop each year? Vicki, you want to take this one?
Sure, I'd be happy to. One of the things that we help them to maneuver is, you know, and even this month at Bethany, we're talking with our own students about dating and relationships, and not just relationships between, you know, having a boyfriend, but just them, you know, with the movie Mean Girls and all the things. And that's an old movie, but it's still around because it happens all the time, and bullying and those type of things, helping them to understand how to have a positive relationship with other people. A lot of girls, like you said, they come from a wide range of backgrounds. Some have great families backing them, and some don't have a mom or a dad maybe at home, or you know, they're living with grandparents, and they're trying to figure out how to show love because they've not been shown love as much as they deserve. And so we're trying to help them in a biblical way, and helping them know that first off, God loves them with a love that they can't even begin to understand, but then how to show that love to other people. We've talked about anxiety and depression, and just being able to deal with stress. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, I'm not depressed, or I don't have anxiety, but the stress of our world and just the pace in which we live, and our kids have more and more things on their schedules. I know the kids that I get to speak into every week are constantly talking about how I don't have enough time to do things.
And I've got a teenager at home, and I hear that a lot.
Yes.
I really do. And that it's, you don't want that for your teenager. You really don't, but you do hear it a lot with school and the, you know, keeping the grades up, and then with any extracurricular activities they may have, and then some will have jobs as well to earn some money. So it does get stressful. I can fully understand
it. It does. And just trying to help them to prioritize things and to know that they can find outlets to find stress relief in a positive way and in a healthy way. And so those are some of the really big things that we've seen over probably the last 3 years.
Yeah, we've heard from our girls. We also want to stress their identity in Christ, who they are in Christ. A lot of girls especially, I think, struggle with their identity. They're compared to these perfect worlds that we all put out on Facebook and Instagram. You know, there's filters for everything, you know, that make you look better than you are, and your relationships are better than they are, and they kind of have a false identity of who they are and what's expected. And so it's really important for them to learn just who they are in Christ and how important they are, and that they are loved. If they're not loved by anybody else, that the most important love is from God, and for them to love themselves. And so to see the beauty in themselves, I mean, we just want to empower them to know that the only person they need to compare themselves to is Christ, and to quit comparing with everybody else. I can't tell you how many girls will say they don't like their body image, or they don't have a boyfriend that's as good as somebody else. And I have to constantly be talking to my junior high girls, because I also run a little junior high Bible study, that, you know, what's out there isn't always as perfect as it seems, and we all have our struggles, and the only way to get through them is through prayer and knowing God's word and knowing the truth and knowing how to love yourself and love God at the same time. And that's all that really matters. That's very hard to convey to somebody going through what they go through. And I remember thinking in high school that I wasn't good enough, or unless I was most popular, if I was, you know, this or that. And I wished I had had somebody telling me all that time that it didn't really matter. All that stuff doesn't matter. That's why I think our title is perfect this year. We kind of struggle every year trying to think what could our theme be. And so our theme this year is equipped. And I just think that's exactly what we want to do, is equip these young women to know who they are in Christ, how to do that. You know, somebody said, well, how do you do that? How do you know who you are in Christ? And we want to give them all the tools that they need, and hope that it's, you know, sticks.
Absolutely. Well, and who wants to discuss then your keynote speaker this year, Emily Moreland? Who would like to take that one? Because she's going to be a great speaker that will be presenting to these girls.
Yeah, I heard about Emily again. Somebody had invited me to another conference. And to tell you the truth, when I heard Emily was speaking, because I had only seen Emily at youth conferences, and she was not really a main speaker. She was putting on the conference. And I thought, as a 50-some-year-old woman, I was like, now, what am I going to learn from a... she was in high school then, now she's out of school, but I thought, now, what am I going to really learn from her? And I was kind of disappointed that she was our speaker, and then she spoke, and I thought, oh my gosh. I had these preconceived ideas that she couldn't help me, and she was amazing. I know she does a conference... I forget the name of it. Do you remember? It's in, they have it at North Knox, and it's for girls and boys in high school. I forget the name of it. But anyway, she puts that on every year, and she's an amazing speaker, and her father's also a pastor.
Well, she's at the Word of Life Church in Bicknell.
Thank you.
Emily Moreland is going to be the keynote speaker, a very powerful speaker to speak to these girls. And, you know, you've keyed in on grades 5 through 12 because, and Vicki, you may know more on this one, that's really the age, especially the middle school, junior high age level. That's really when these girls got to tackle a lot of these issues, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. When they move into their fifth grade year, and it's not just like the social pressures that they have, but actually their chemical in their brain is starting to move. Their brain chemistry is changing, and so they're moving more from whatever we say goes in that elementary age to now they're trying to figure things out on their own, and they're trying to make their faith their own. They're trying to make what they believe just about the world in general their own. And so right then is where we can help them the most maneuver through that. And so I'm excited that we have expanded it to our 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And you know, a lot of people have said to me that that's a large span of ages of girls to be in one place at one time. Don't the older girls not want to be there? And it's like, no, actually, they kind of become the big sisters to a lot of these girls, which is great for them later, for these younger girls to know that as they get into the junior high, and as they see, especially here in Washington, that they have a friend that's close by that they can go to and ask questions. Just like Mallory was saying, you know, just being a few years out from being in high school herself, being able to understand that no matter what age they're in, they're dealing with the same basics of things just in different ways. And so they're able to help one another. And then with our discussion panels, on that Saturday being broken into two age groups, we get to delve a little bit more into the actual levels that they're dealing with things. And so we've seen a huge change even in this last year.
Great. Again, we're running out of time, ladies, but some awesome information this morning. The Illuminate Girls Conference is coming on Saturday, February 22nd for girls grades 5 through 12. Before we let you go, we want to get all the details of the who, what, when, where, how to sign up, and all of that. And Molly, we'll go ahead and let you take that one.
Okay. You can sign up on www.illuminateyouthconference.com. And then if you need any more information, you can go to our Facebook page. And that's Illuminate Girls Conference. Could be a little confusing. But everything should be on there. You can sign up for your free T-shirt. But we do, you don't have to sign up. We'd like you to sign up just to prepare and know how many meals to prepare for. But you can definitely walk in. You can bring a friend. We encourage you to bring a friend, especially if you've been before. Bring somebody new. That's part of the mission. So it's Saturday, February 22nd from 10 to 3. And we hope to see a lot of new girls there, too.
And it's all absolutely free.
All free. Yes. Yes.
That's the amazing thing, that so many churches and organizations in our community have come together so that it can be free for every girl.
And we thank you, Dwayne, because you are always...
Glad to do it. Absolutely.
For us.
Truly believe in the mission and what you guys are doing and wish you nothing but the best. Let's keep this going strong. Get signed up. If you got a girl in grades 5 through 12, she definitely needs to be there. Saturday, February 22nd. Lots of great information. Lots of good fellowship. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Bethany Christian Church in Washington. Online, it's illuminateyouthconference.com. Ladies, thank you again for sharing time with us today. I wish you nothing but the best. Continued success and great job with the mission. Let's keep it going, as I said.
All right. Thank you so much.
Focus on the Community, presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Highway 57 South in Washington. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. Each weekend, we take time to shine a spotlight on our community as we focus on the community here on WAMW.